This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. An RTD light rail train derailed in Golden on Saturday morning. Four riders and the operator were on board at time of the incident, which happened near the Jefferson County station. Two of those riders suffered minor injuries and were transported to the hospital. The station will remain closed to the public until further notice, and the cause of the derailment is still under investigation. Reports of sexual assault at U.S. military academies increased dramatically last year. CPR's Dan Boyce explains the latest survey shows the highest rates since the department began measuring them.
The Defense Department shows unwanted sexual contact is up at all three military academies for both men and women. But for women at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs and at the Naval Academy in Maryland, the rate of sexual assault jumped more than 20% above record highs. Pentagon spokeswoman Beth Foster.
These numbers are extremely disappointing and upsetting. I mean, there's really no other way to see it.
In a memo, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says each academy will receive an on-site evaluation of its sexual assault prevention policies by the end of April. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado continue to be stable at around 200. Most utilities report decreasing levels of coronavirus particles in wastewater. Meanwhile, RSV and flu hospitalizations spiked in November and December, but have dropped since and have remained low for both kids and adults. This is CPR News and KRCC.